south, it's a very big issue. We fight resistant weeds year-round and every year. It's an issue that you have to stay on top of and be very diligent to keep control of them.
Godwin, who also serves as a director on the United Soybean Board, says the Soy Checkoff is helping farmers address this issue through their Take Action program.
It is a program, a partnership with 16 universities and the major herbicide providers, and also five farmer leader commodity organizations to develop this plan. And it just basically provides a strategy that farmers can use to help battle these resistant weeds. It basically tells you different modes of action that you can use on different weeds. It helps you identify the weed and then gives you some ideas that are different modes of action and different chemicals that you can use to control those weeds.
He said through this program, they're trying to avoid the issue of the products they are currently using becoming resistant to weeds, and so far he's had great success with it.
We're just trying to get the word out that if the guys will use pre-plant herbicides and even your post herbicides, that they will have effective control and maybe not have the issues that we're having down in the south now trying to control these weeds. We put down two pre's every year and then have a post application or two post applications. And then some of our fields have even gotten so bad we've had to get crews in here to pull weeds by hand.
And thus, Godwin says they are trying to get the word out about the new Take Action plan. To learn more, simply go to their website. It's takeactiononweeds.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.